And now to California, where a little town has a big and controversial idea. The Tony town of Tiburon wants to install security cameras on roads leading into it. That means the license plate of every car that enters Tiburon could be recorded. Reporter David Gorn got in his car to find out who's behind the plan and who's not.
You have to work a bit to find this place. Most people in the Bay Area couldn't tell you which winding road leads here to this tucked-away enclave across the Golden Gate Bridge from San Francisco. It's a place that values its privacy and its security. Alice Fredericks, the mayor of Tiburon, stands near that winding road into town and points out that this place has a unique geographical distinction.
Tiburon is unusual because there are only two roads going in and out of the town.
So it's pretty easy, she says, to keep track of every car along those two roads. The town council last week decided to pony up about $200,000 to place six security cameras at strategic points along the road. For now, the plan is to make sure none of the cars coming into town are stolen. Crime stats are certainly low in Tiburon, but in a small town, the mayor says, even just a few crimes make an impact.
If you're out and about a lot the way I am, every day you run into someone who is either affected by a crime in town or knows someone who was. So it's real.
Still, some people in the area, like 31-year resident Bill Rothman, think it's a crazy idea.
They're not security cameras. They're insecurity cameras.
And Nicole Ozer of the American Civil Liberties Union would agree.
You know, the city of Tiburon has really bought itself a $200,000 bottle of snake oil.
Because, Ozer says, by spending money on cameras instead of police officers, you're actually doing something that's less safe. And, she says, it's a hornet's nest of potential lawsuits.
These cameras are expensive. There's no evidence that they'll do anything to make Tiburon safer. And once these cameras are up, they can very easily be used for spying and discriminatory targeting.
Police run license plate checks all the time, says Jennifer King, an expert in technology and public policy at UC Berkeley. And really, this plan is just running a ton of plate checks. The problem, King says, is that once the equipment is installed, safeguards to protect privacy can change. For instance, currently the car license plate information is supposed to be purged after 8 hours. But what if a crime occurs and suddenly that info becomes more important?
They may start today by keeping it 8 hours, but I almost bet you that what they'll find is that, you know, somebody will come back and go, oh, if only we had that data from those cameras. So certainly we need it for a week, or certainly we need it for 2 weeks, or maybe we need just to keep it for a year. We call it scope creep in the technology world. That scope can really crawl, really grow very quickly.
And King adds, eventually this technology might end up being used against Tiburon residents themselves. Electronic bridge toll records hold similar information on license plates, and those have been subpoenaed for all kinds of things, including divorce cases. For NPR News, I'm David Gorn.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.